Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we continue to preview the 2021 season. Jeff Blankman with you here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. And Coach, you and I were just chatting. It's been since late season softball, since the last time you and I chatted. So it's been a while.
It has, Jeff. And, you know, you kind of get to thinking, it doesn't seem like that much time between the end of softball, baseball time, until you get into volleyball and football. But it can kind of get to be long when you get busy with everything. But, you know, it's just that time of year, and school's starting to get rolling back in, and it's kind of time to start talking about some football.
You were helping out with softball this year. How were you able to do that and still get the summer things in that you needed to for football?
You just kind of get what you can get in and do a lot of morning stuff, and the days got long, but, you know, you just like to see the kids compete and the kids have some success, and just for the programs here at ESAC to continue to grow, and, you know, you just kind of get willing to kind of put some of that time in for now.
Sounds like good numbers out for you guys this fall.
Last year we were in the lower to mid-30s, and this year we're going to be sitting about 42, so that's encouraging, and we have some nice sophomore freshman classes. Our senior numbers have been pretty consistent. We're a little short in the junior numbers, but that's class in our school right now that is smaller in general and has a lot fewer boys in there. But the sophomore class definitely is going to be one of those classes going to step up and help us this year.
What have you worked on so far?
Just the general stuff, conditioning kind of being the big thing, just because, again, being 1A, a lot of our kids are going to have to go both ways and to help out a little bit special teams, you know. But the same thing that some of our sophomores and freshmen are going to have to help us out on special teams and then turn around and play JV on Monday, too. So they have to be able to be conditioned and have their bodies ready to kind of be able to take that kind of abuse so many days to play basically two different games and also be ready to go in if they need to, if starter happens to get banged up or hurt. So, and then some of those sophomores are going to have to step into some starting roles. And we have to make sure the other kids are able to, because just, you know, we're going to have to do some pulling off and do some coaching from the sideline a little bit to get them kind of understanding what we want from them. But that's just kind of the way the process goes here.
What are you really confident about coming into the year?
I think our line up front, our offense, defensive line, that's where we return the most guys. We've kind of been looking at some different stuff as far as our skill guys, moving a little bit around, see where we get the most production out of some guys and be able to get them kind of through the whole year and on both sides of the ball, not get too banged up on one side or the other. What we think could kind of maybe help us the most. And we're hoping to be maybe a little more explosive, maybe some bigger type plays, just trying to put some more points on the board.
I would imagine with so many sophomores, just experience and depth, a couple of areas of concern coming in.
Injury is definitely something that's always in the back of your head. Hopefully you never have a kid have to go through that. And a couple years ago, we really hit that injury train pretty hard there. And so you just have to kind of be prepared that way. And your limited time for practice. And like you kind of mentioned before, there's being young, there's just a little bit more you have to do with them to teach them and get them to understand the concepts we're trying to get across. So then you don't maybe get as many reps as you might need, because we got to try to make sure we work the next guy in too, just to make sure that they're going to be comfortable given different situations that might arise through the beginning of the season.
Coach, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. You mentioned a lot of guys coming back up front. Who are the guys battling for those O-line positions and maybe even that tight end position?
We've kind of had to make some switches and ask some kids to kind of play some different positions. And the strong returners we have in that offensive line, Cale Niehaus has a lot of experience there. Brock Mononox, returning starter. Colin Chedister is returning starter. Chandler Cork, he's a junior for us. We played a little bit of center for us last year when we had some injury stuff going on. I mean, he does a really nice job, tough nose type kid. Jackson Stoltenberg's been helping us out on the offensive line. He's kind of been a tight end, running back type for us, but we've got a strong, really nice build. So kind of asked him to take a step, and he did that. He knew that was the right thing for the team. So we kind of have him in one of the guard positions. And then the tight end position, we have John Arter and Luke Wright kind of battling for that position there. So like I said, we got some experience there. And the kids that are going to be coming in have some experience just in football general, so just kind of learning our blocking schemes up front.
Coach, skill positions, any battles going on there, and who's battling for those starting and playing spots?
Across our backfield there, we still don't have everything quite nailed down. Tyler Schmidt we have coming back, mm-hmm. and Aiden Vondrak and Carter Ludwig, Charlie Veit. We've kind of moved Alex Hauser from outside to inside a little bit. We have Ace Thielen. So some kids there, a little bit of experience in a couple of them, but the other ones maybe a little stronger here or that type of situation that we got to see what's going to fit best for us. And then we might run a couple different types of packages to see what we can use kids in the best situation.
Any tweaks to the offensive style this season?
You know, we still want to be able to run the ball and control the clock a little bit. But we think we're going to hopefully have some pieces in place so we can kind of stretch the field, throwing the ball down the field maybe a little bit, or use some of our guys out of the backfield to catch some passes. You know, just kind of tweak some things that way. But we're still going to be pretty basic on what we like to do and how we want to do things up front.
Defensively, is it going to be a lot of the same guys having to play both sides of the ball up front?
Same type of guys that we've seen kind of on the defensive side, and on the offensive side are still going to be the same. I mean, across the front, that's one place, you know, we're going to run that kind of 4-2-5. So four guys up front. We haven't decided who the starters are going to be yet, but still a pick from Cale Niehaus and Brock Monernock and Colin Chedister and Jackson Stoltenberg. I mean, there's a couple other sophomores that can maybe come in and can maybe spell some a little bit. Just kind of see how they progress. You know, it can be a big thing to have to go against the seniors, a sophomore, just maturity level and body style that way. The linebacker stuff, you know, Carter Ludwig was a great linebacker for us as a freshman. He did a lot of good things, you know, towards ACL, I believe, in the second to last game. So he was able to get cleared and play some baseball a little bit this summer. So, you know, he's at about 100%, I guess. We're going to kind of see how it works for him to be able to play both ways. Otherwise, we'll have to kind of make a decision there. And then Chandler Quirk, a little bit of experience inside linebacker and outside stuff. We've kind of been looking differently between Alex Hauser's a returning guy we've had an outside linebacker, or possibly Luke Wright, Tyler Schmidt, maybe some outside linebacker type. So we just got to kind of see who might maybe fit in that position there. And as we continue back, the D-back position, Ace Thielen and Charlie Veit, Logan Schrader has been looking good at camp. Braden Burns is doing a nice job. So just some of those guys that we have a foreign exchange student that's come in. His name's Max Depke. He's from Germany, and he played some USA football, kind of some club-type sports. So he comes in with some experience, kind of understanding the game a little bit. But he's just got to kind of learn our style and the things we do. But I think towards the middle of the season, he'll probably be a kid that we'll have in there kind of helping us out.
Coach, you guys going to be opening up the season with South Central Calhoun, but dedicating the field to Coach Cadwell this season, naming the field after him. So that's going to be quite an honor and quite a night for you guys, especially playing your rival in South Central Calhoun. Let's take a look at the schedule in the district this year. How do you like your schedule? What do you think the district looks like?
Every year we have a tough schedule. We're just kind of a believers that if we're doing non-district, we want to try and play those teams that are close. And it's definitely no give-me's. South Central is going to be solid again. They always have a great football team, and Coach Case does a tremendous job over there. And that, like you said, that opening night, and Coach Cadwell, you know, he deserves it. I mean, the things he did at Wall Lake and WLVA, the dedication and the commitment he made in kind of developing that complex down there is tremendous. And I'm glad we're able to kind of be part of that. And hopefully we come out and kind of remember how special that type of thing is and play well for him that night. And then week two, we host Ridgeview, which we didn't play them last year, but the previous 2 years we played them. And then they're going to have some athletes, and they've kind of changed things up a little bit, running more of a spread. So we're going to do some changes that way a little bit as far as our defensive goes. And then week three, you know, it's like OABCIG, and they're dated 2A, so they're not in our district anymore, but playing them non-district when they're 30 minutes away, you know, it's just the right thing to do, I guess. And they're going to be tough again. I mean, I know they won't have Cooper DeGene, but Cooper was a huge part of that, their success and their team. But they had 10 other guys on that field with him, and they're, a lot of those guys are coming back. So in the first district meet against Underwood, and they're probably our district favorite, I would believe. Just a solid program down there, and we turned a lot of good guys, a lot of good kids. So, and we have to travel down there again. So that'll be kind of a challenge there. And then throw in Trainer, which was a close game for us last year. It ended up being 10-7, 9-7, something like that. You know, and that kind of, there's just a lot of things that went on in that game that if they went one way or the other, you know, we could have maybe possibly come out on top. So that's one of those that's kind of turned into a little bit of a rivalry, I guess. We've been pretty competitive with each other over the years. And then you throw Kemper in there, and West Monona, and then you throw Maple Valley Antinoto COU. And So there's going to be some tough things in that 8-week schedule.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's going to be a fun year. I know the guys chomping at the bit to get you back on the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. I look forward to talking with you each week this week. So best of luck coming up this season, and so much appreciate you joining us here to take a look at Raider football.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Jeff. You know, it's really good the things you guys do as far as committing all of our small schools and in the Carroll area. So thank you guys, you and Tyler, for all the extra work and getting our kids recognized. So appreciate it and look forward to this season.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. We'll be back with more of the football preview coming up here on KCIM.